Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to catch up with the team from Lifeblood and the Australian Red Cross Blood Service. John Feast is in the studio. He's visiting again. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Nice to see you this morning. Thanks for coming in. Let's start talking about the Claret Cup, please, which is the blood donation challenge within our sporting teams. How's that faring at the moment?
It is going really well, Neil. As you say, this is the sports club challenge where we've got the rugby clubs, the soccer clubs, the rugby league clubs all competing against each other in some friendly rivalry to see who can donate the most blood, but also all trying to save 750 lives together as they band together to donate this blood. We've got Orange Emus in the lead, followed by Orange City and then Barnstonworth United in third place. But we also have Bathurst Bulldogs, Bathurst St Patrick's, CSU Mitchell Rugby, the Orange Tigers AFL team in there. So if you're affiliated with any of those sports clubs, they need your help to donate for their tally to see if you can move them up the leaderboard and see if they can be this year's winner of the Claret Cup.
I'll notice there's a new team here. Some people that I know are involved in this club. It's the Pinnacle Dragon Boat Club. They're in as well. They might be coming at the bottom end of the table, but they're new to it all. So other teams and sporting organisations can also get involved.
Absolutely, yes. Ros from the Pinnacle Dragon Boat Club contacted me and they've just joined in this year's Claret Cup halfway through. That's why they're lower down the table. But we are open to any sports clubs joining in this year. And if you don't make this year, we'd love to include you in next year's challenge because this happens every year, this challenge. So if you're part of a local sporting club and you'd like to get involved with this, just contact myself or Tanya at the Orange Blood Donor Centre.
All right, let's talk about the Billy Blood Drop Challenge. This is for primary schools, not for students, but for people associated with primary schools.
That's right. Your regular listeners who will have heard me over the years, this is another annual blood challenge that we run that's well established in Orange between a number of the local primary schools. Again, like you say, the idea is that those primary schools rally up their communities and encourage those people to donate blood for their tally. Again, we band together. This year, we'll be looking to push, trying to help save 1,000 lives with that challenge. So I'll come back and talk to you. It starts on the 1st of June about the teams involved. But if you are on like the P&C committee of a local primary school or anything like that, I'd love to talk to you about getting your own school on board with that challenge this year.
Yeah, fantastic. Easy as. And if you'd like to donate blood, ladies and gentlemen, you can do so. Book your appointment at donateblood.com.au or call 13 14 95 or call in and see the team 84 Kite Street. Is that where we're at?
That is correct, Neil.
There we go. All right, John Feast, always good to see you, mate. Thanks for dropping by this morning. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Neil.